Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link there in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how I have noticed that there are certain things that happen in my body, in my mind, when I get into sensory overload mode. If I am fine and everything is okay and, you know, my environment's pretty quiet and I haven't been feeling burnt out or exhausted by human interaction, I've been taking care of myself, I've been doing self-care modes, meditating, yoga, eating enough food, sleeping enough, drinking enough water, all of that stuff, so much of it. But all of it, if I'm doing it properly, if I'm taking care of all of those little steps, I notice that I can pretty much coast through most dramatic, traumatic situations without feeling too much angst. So, you know, if I'm in the right space of mind and I've been taking care of myself, I could have a fight with my mother and not feel like my entire world is falling apart. Or I could end up in a situation where my friends are yelling at each other because they're drunk or something like that and I'm taking care of them and not feel like I want to just leave them on the corner of the street and walk away. So I'm able to literally balance myself out and understand that these are just temporary situations where I have to deal with something highly emotional or highly charged, and then I can go back into my cave and recover and recharge myself because I am not depleting myself completely. I'm not at 0%, I'm maybe at 70%. So it feels okay. I can handle a little bit of stuff and then go back into my cave. Of course, I prefer it if I was at 100% all the time. Yeah, but it's a little bit impossible, I think. In general, as soon as I connect with an individual, as soon as I even smile at a stranger, you know, I feel a little bit of my power being depleted. Maybe 5%, maybe 10%, depending on the individual. If I am around a person who's very loud or boisterous, there's this individual downstairs in my building. All of a sudden, he moved into the building. He's very loud, very obnoxious, and speaks on the phone very loudly, or talks about being drunk all the time, or alcoholics, or alcoholism, and does it very loudly. I think he's lonely. I get he's lonely, but he does this, and as soon as I pass by his energy field, I feel myself being depleted. So I try to avoid going downstairs when I know that he's downstairs, but I can hear him being downstairs and yelling at whoever he's yelling at. And so, of course, like, we can avoid this and we can keep ourselves pretty much, I think I can keep myself at like 70 to 80% most days. You know, I do as much as possible. As I said, I try to sleep as much as possible in terms of, like, I try to get enough sleep. And I try to eat as much as possible so I can really use that energy, that glucose, in order to live my life properly. I try not to skip meals as much as possible. I try to drink enough water and then obviously avoid as many human interactions as possible unless they're absolutely necessary. Or unless it's a person that I know that doesn't deplete me but energizes me. So yeah, so it's okay. I can mostly, as I said, keep myself at 70 to 80%. But there are days where even me, and knowing myself so well and knowing where I am going towards and how I feel and having a pretty good mind-body connection, pretty decent mind-body connection, I think. Even then, I have those days where I get up sometimes, or I, at the end of the day, I feel completely, absolutely depleted, where I feel like I think I have 5% battery charge left. I've gotten rid of 95% of it because of all the different things that I did during the day. Now, one of the main things that displays in my body at that point in time, when I really depleted myself, and this is a really big sign for me particularly, and I'm sure you guys have these signs as well. I just wanted to share my sign so that it kind of gives you an idea of what signs look like. So for me, my depletion rate, when it gets very high and when I'm almost at like 0% battery, so maybe at 5 or 10%, I notice that one of the main things that happens in my body is I get a migraine. Now, migraines are very uncommon for me. Headaches in general, very uncommon, unless I'm dehydrated, which happens very rarely, as I said, because I always carry this ball around with me. She is like the reason why I'm not suffering from dehydration most days. So I'm always sipping on water. But I noticed that as soon as I'm depleted, as soon as I feel really tired, or I've really pulled too much energy from me, I've given too much of myself to the world, when I've been overwhelmed by sensory overload, when my environment's too noisy, when there's construction going on and people yelling and people screaming and just not enough space for me to be myself and to recharge and to be alone, I notice that I get a migraine. Like almost instantaneously, I'll get a migraine. And I know it's a migraine because literally, as I feel, I don't know if you guys have ever had migraines, but all sensory overload has to be shut off. Like I have to close my curtains so that it's very dark in my room. I have to wear my eye mask so like I'm in complete darkness. I have to put on my earplugs so I can't hear any noise at all as much as possible. My pillow's on my head so that I can muffle the sound even more. And I drink loads of water because that's necessary, obviously. And I'll try to eat food, but at that point in time, it's already too late for me to eat anything because as soon as I eat something, I puke it all out. And as soon as I puke it all out, as soon as I put myself into that dark mode, into that, you know, sensory decrease mode, and then I puke, vomit, as soon as I do that, I feel a whole lot better because my migraine kind of reduces a bit, but also I start paying attention to my body. And I think that's basically all of it, is that yes, you're going into sensory overload. Yes, you're not taking care of yourself. And then your body's trying to remind you that you're not a robot. It's trying to remind you that you're not an automaton or a zombie. You're a human being. And so stop doing this to yourself. You're getting into dangerous modes. You're getting into a dangerous zone. So stop doing that, right? And so your body tries to remind you of that fact little by little. And at first you don't listen because you're like, no, I got loads of time and I have things to do and I'm busy and I don't have time to listen to my body. And then eventually your body's like, all right, cool, fine. I gave you a warning sign. I gave you many warning signs and you did not listen. Now it's time for me to bring out the big guns. And so that's when the migraine comes up. And at that point, I cannot help it. I have to shut down completely and I have to take that rest. And as soon as I puke or vomit, I am able to just fall asleep right away. And I just sleep for like 12 hours. And then when I wake up, I'm completely fine and hungry and thirsty. But that's how my body warns me, right? Now, of course, obviously, the point of all this is that I don't want to get to that point. I really dislike getting a migraine because it's extremely harsh on my body, extremely harsh on my brain, my mind, my body, my spirit, everything. It just feels really terrible. And also, I really don't want to vomit. It's very hard for me to get food into my system, and puking it all out does not help my body or my mind. Also, I really hate wasting time where I have to sleep for 12 hours in order to recover, sometimes more, because I'm not taking care of myself properly, right? So I'd rather not get to that, high level of stress into my body where my body had to really shut down in order to recuperate. I'd rather just keep it steady and steady at a 70, 60% rate level of depletion. So that, as soon as I get to 60% or 70%, I really just want to be like, all right, cool. You're getting to a point where you're going to go below 50% soon. So go and recuperate yourself. I don't ever want to get to a point where I'm at 5% and I have to get through all of this migraine stuff or all of this really tumultuous and draining, exhausting nonsense, right? Now, of course, it's my own fault, and I'm not blaming anyone else for it, of course not. It's my own fault that I get so enamored with work, or I get so enamored with saving people, or helping people, or being around people, or being in these weird situations that are not helpful to me, and then getting into a mode where I have to take care of myself in this manner. I'd rather never get to that point, but I do quite often, actually. I would say twice a month this happens to me. And I really, literally hate it because it shows to me that I am still not taking care of myself properly. Not paying attention to myself properly, and I am not really using my mind-body connection properly. I'm not paying attention to what my body and my mind is trying to tell me. My body is telling me that it's exhausted, and it gives me many warning signals before the migraine, but I ignore them. I pretend like I'm a robot. I pretend like I'm not human. I pretend like I'm superhuman, and of course I'm not, and so then it deteriorates into this situation. I'd rather not get to that point, and I'd rather you guys don't get to that point either. I'm sure you who are listening, you have your own ways of getting into these 5% or 0% depletion modes where you're completely depleted and your body tells you, okay, cool, you're gonna do this to me, then I'm gonna do something back to you, right? And so you get a fever or you get tired or you get exhausted so much so that you can barely lift your arms or you get a virus. You get severely dehydrated and hit your head, so you get a black eye. I mean, things like that, right? And so, of course, the whole point of all of this, the reason I wanted to share this with you guys, is because I really want you guys to start paying attention. Now, of course, I'm saying it from a mode where, like, as much as possible, I do it. I try to pay attention to my body, but I fail at moments in time. I really want you guys to be better than me as much as possible. And so pay attention to what's going on with yourself. When your body is sending you signals or signs saying that you're getting close to that depletion mode, it's best to keep yourself at 50% or over. It's best actually to keep yourself at 60 or 70%, obviously. Do not go to that level of even 20% or 30%. Literally, it's really, really important for us to keep us at a very high level. Because the more we keep on dipping below 50% and dipping into 20% or 5% depletion mode, the more your body gets exhausted. And that's when you get into burnout mode. So the best thing for us to do is to keep ourselves at 70%. And so as soon as you notice yourself getting to 70%, go and rejuvenate yourself. Go and recuperate yourself. And you might feel a little bit luxurious doing that. You're like, well, why am I doing this? Why am I taking care of myself so much? Well, you need to. If you want to take care of other people, you need to keep yourself at a certain level. Otherwise, you're going to burn out. Because dipping yourself below at 5% or at 0% levels And killing yourself in that manner is not going to help anyone around you. You're not going to be able to save anyone in that way. I hope this makes sense. I know I kind of shared some abstract ideas here, but of course, please do message me if you have any questions about it. Comment below, and I shall do a further video on it. And if you're interested in supporting me further monetarily, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link, ko-fi.com/boomshika. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.